Nolte, exclusive, Melania gains more box office steam with Wednesday's $1.25 million haul. By John Nolte on February 5, 2026. Momentum continues to build for Melania, which has seen its box office increase each day since Monday. On Monday, the very same Melania Trump documentary the corporate media assured us would flop, grossed an impressive $963,000. Then, on Tuesday, the daily box office jumped to $1.22 million. On Wednesday, Breitbart News can exclusively report that Melania jumped again to a $1.25 million daily haul. That's real momentum. We're thrilled about it, the First Lady's longtime senior advisor and Melania producer Mark Beckman told Breitbart News. So thrilled, in fact, Melania will be expanding. Yes, haters, expanding its theatrical footprint to more than 2,000 theaters this coming weekend. Despite months of the corporate media predicting failure, a ton of fake news about empty theaters, and a pile of bad faith reviews, Melania's weekend debut earned the best box office for any documentary in over a decade. When you add Wednesday's impressive $1.25 million take, the movie currently sits at a total domestic gross of $10.6 million. As of Monday, Melania's box office had already humiliated both of the Barack Obama movies released into theaters, one a feature film, the other a documentary. As of Monday, Melania had already outgrossed the total domestic earnings of five movies nominated for Oscars this year. So, what we have here is another example of the corporate media's growing impotence. As they try with everything involving a Trump, the media threw every dirty trick they had at Melania, hoping to spin that into a self-fulfilling prophecy of failure that would demoralize those who had planned to purchase a ticket. For example, they ignored it. Although it was released in nearly 1,800 theaters, only 40 Rotten Tomatoes critics have bothered to review Melania. Compare that to the 159 who reviewed Southside with You, the 2016 low-budget feature film about Barry and Michelle Obama's first date, released into only 800 theaters. Granted, part of the reason for the lack of Melania reviews is that there were no critic screenings, but by now, they have all had a chance to see it in the theater. They choose not to because even a negative review garners publicity. The reason there were no special critic screenings for Melania is a good one. Critics are almost all left-wingers who lead with their politics and operate in bad faith. For example, the Rotten Tomatoes gap between critic reviews for Melania and normal people reviews is an astonishing 94 points. Spiteful critics who did bother to see it gave it a 5% rotten rating. Normal people gave it a 99% fresh rating. Melania's box office momentum comes as no surprise to those of us who live in the real world. The First Lady is a fascinating person with an amazing story. Unlike some former First Ladies, she's not overexposed. So people want to know more about this beautiful mystery woman born in a communist country who rose to the peak of the modeling world and then became a two-term First Lady. What's more, normal people love the movie. The documentary earned an A CinemaScore rating and an astonishing 89% definite recommend rating, when 70% is considered amazing. The Trumps keep trumping, and the villains keep losing. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.